Hello.
Hello. I am Alpha Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in California today and would like to ask a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
I'm not driving.
Thank you so much.
And yeah.
Now, are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, political party, or by a candidate for political office?
Okay, ask that again.
Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, radio station, political party, or by a candidate for political office?
No.
Thank you. Now, just to ensure we have a representative sample, first, in what year were you born?
Why is that important?
For statistical purposes only.
Oh, okay. 1943.
Thank you so much. Now, let me ask you this. What is your main racial or ethnic heritage?
Caucasian.
Thank you so much. And what is the last grade that you completed in school?
12.
Thank you so much. Getting started, first, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Disapprove.
Disapprove strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Gavin Newsom is doing as governor?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And if the election for state assembly were being held today, for whom will you vote? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
Republican.
Thank you. Next, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. First one
okay.
Is Kamala Harris.
What do I say? What's the question about her?
We would like to read you the names of different active persons in politics. And for each one, tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person.
Oh, unfavorable.
Thank you. About Donald Trump?
Favorable.
Thank you. How about Esmeralda Soria?
I don't know who that is.
Okay. How about Johanna Garcia Rose?
I don't know who that is.
Thank you. Moving on, which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for state assembly? First one, healthcare, education, inflation and the cost of living, crime and public safety, homelessness, jobs in the economy, borders security, taxes, climate change, or abortion?
Oh my goodness, you'd have to start over with those. I pick one?
Sure. Just
okay,
one.
You'll have
exactly.
to read them off again.
First one is healthcare. Next one, education. Next, inflation and the cost of living. Next, crime and public safety. Next, homelessness. Next,
inflation and the cost of living.
Thank you. In thinking ahead to the November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all interested and 10 means you are extremely interested, How interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
10.
Thank you. Next, if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. Now, we're about wrapping up this survey. Thank you for your time, for your patience. If the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, Auditor, Mother, or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat state assembly member?
I would vote for the Republican.
And will be definitely Garcia Rose Republican, or probably Garcia Rose Republican?
Well, if she's the only Republican, definitely.
Thank you. Moving on, well, you said the economy is headed in the right direction, or is it pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
It's seriously off on the wrong track.
Thank you. Next, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has increased, decreased, or stayed the same?
In my community, I'm in a small community, but in the county community, it's increased.
Thank you. On a different topic, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Next, I would like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for state assembly. First statement says, to make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items. Please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for state
assembly. Well, that would be more likely.
Much more likely or somewhat?
If she
likely.
Could do it, I don't know. I don't know if that's possible.
So would that be more likely?
Yeah, more likely.
Much more likely is what you're saying? Is that right?
Much more likely, yes.
Okay, thank you. Next one says, Joanna Garcia Rhodes supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers and one strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for her for state assembly?
Most likely.
Much more?
Much more likely, yeah.
Thank you. Next one says, in the assembly, Joanna Garcia Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office. Would that make you much more likely or less likely to vote for her?
Much more likely.
Thank you. Next one, Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional auditor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds. Would that make you much more likely or less likely to vote for her?
Okay, you'll have to reread that to me. I didn't understand it.
Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional auditor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds.
Okay. Yes, most likely.
Much more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. And last one says, as a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians. Tell the public in law enforcement and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong. Would that make you much more likely or less likely to vote for her?
Much more likely.
Thank you so much. Now that you have heard some more information, if the election for State Assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, State Assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican auditor and mother?
Joanna Rose.
Thank you. We're almost done here. Thank you for your time, for your patience. We're about 90%. Next, I would like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Esmeralda Soria during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for State Assembly. First one says, Esmeralda Soria voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay for her political campaigns. This money could go toward negative campaigns, ads, or even some of Soria's personal expenses. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for her?
Less likely.
Much less likely or somewhat less?
Much less likely.
Next one says, while families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the country illegally hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for her for State Assembly?
Less likely.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. Next one, Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand that the legislature raise the gas tax. The legislature agreed, and now you pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for her for State Assembly?
Less likely.
Much less or somewhat less?
Much less.
Thank you. Next one, Esmeralda Soria supported a measure to raise taxes on Valley residents, and then 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for her?
Less likely.
Much less or somewhat less?
Much less likely.
Thank you. Next one, politician Esmeralda Soria has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she was romantically involved with. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for her?
Less likely.
Much less or somewhat less?
Much less.
Thank you. Last one says, Esmeralda Soria supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of health care that will raise taxes in Medicare as we know it and result in Californians being kicked off their private health insurance. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for her?
Less likely.
Much less likely.
Less.
Thank you so much. Now that you have heard some information, if the election for State Assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, State Assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, auditor, mother?
Joanna Rose.
Thank you. Now, I have just a few questions for statistical purposes only, and we're over, regardless of how you may feel today. Are you registered to vote as a Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Republican.
And will you consider yourself a strong Republican or not that strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
Conservative.
And is that very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Very conservative.
Thank you. Next, on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-choice or pro-life?
Oh. Well, I'm not sure what that means. pro-life or pro-choice. Okay, I see. Pro-life.
Thank you. Some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against a candidate on that basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most of other issues. Will you or will you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position on abortion?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
And regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Thank you so much. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation today, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Have a good day. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.